Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for the miracle seed. Know that God is moving on your behalf in this season. For the Lord says he quiets your mind in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to come out of some things. You're going to come into some things. For the Lord says, know that the enemy shall not have his place in thee. He shall not torment thee in thy mind. He shall neither torment thee in thy emotions. But the Lord says, begin to give yourself peace and rest. Quiet your mind. Quiet your inner critic is what I hear the Lord saying to me. Now the Lord says that in the month of September, and even up until around about the 22nd of the month, it's your time to shine. That's right. September has been made just for you. And you're going to find that you're going to be able to move forward with some new personal plans or even some projects. And it seems as if you're going to be particularly appealing to others, even around the beginning of the month or the first 12 days of the month. And you're going to find that you're going to attract some good things, and you're going to have the ability, my friend, to show off your best traits and your abilities. For as the Bible declares, your gift shall make room for thee. And that's what is going to happen for thee. Now, I do want you to begin to know that God says, watch whom you have around you. The enemy is going to try to come and tempt you and try to bring you into some ways that are not of the Lord. He would try to attack your flesh. So what God is saying, watch, stay away from any kind of obsessive behaviors. Guard your flesh for around food. He's going to try to attack you from a sexual standpoint. I'm telling you what I'm hearing the Lord say unto me, where he will say, well, nobody's going to know. I'm just telling you, however this thing may begin to show up, the Lord says, guard your spirit with all of your heart. Protect your spirit. And the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And that is going to be extremely important for you. Now, I do feel that your enemy energy could be a little low in September, especially around the 8th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 24th. And yet God says avoid a lot of physical labor and just try to take it easy and just rest in the Lord and don't overdo yourself, because the enemy is busy trying to find a place, trying to bring mishaps, trying to bring accidents through your body and things around the bones or twisting of the back. So use wisdom. Also drink plenty of water, because God says you're in a season of a fresh start and new beginnings. Say it, the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September, this is truly the month of healing. For Father God says, you are the healer from within. And Father God says, I give you new strength and I give you new vitality. For Father God says, this is the month to rest and to meditate as well. For Father God says, as you go about your daily task, just make sure you incorporate the Holy Spirit into your season. I also hear Father God saying, he's already dispatched his healing angels. And Father God says, this is the month where you're creating something out of nothing. For Father God says, you're creating the new possibility. And I do hear Father God saying, you're receiving help from above. So Father God says, peace be still in all of your duties, and know that within the next 6 months, there's going to be a new breakthrough and new turnaround. And I hear Father God saying, your key word for this month is cooperation. For Father God says, be angry and sin not. Father God says, agree to disagree and to move forward. And I just hear Father God saying, this is a season where you may desire to go within to privacy. And I hear Father God saying, yes, go within your prayer closet in this season. For I see many blessings. And Father God says, the assistance, the help, and the favor is at hand. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, my friend, listen, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Courtney. I just hear God saying that this is a season that business travel is going to be faithful for you. I see God touching a relationship. I don't know if it's a personal one or someone that's close to you, but God says he's touching that relationship. He's bringing forth restoration. He's giving you clarity regarding a relationship. And vision for the business. And I see a young child. I don't know if you have a niece or a nephew or any children, but I see God touching a young child that is around you. He's bringing forth healing and insight to them. And I see a great call on their life, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Courtney. I hear the word of the Lord saying, for you not to worry in this season. God is saying that he has all things in control. And I hear God saying that there's a breakthrough that's going to happen for you. And God saying that something, he's going to do something special for you in the next 5 to 7 days. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Courtney. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying that you're going to be doing more speaking. I'm hearing God say for you to guide your ears. And God says that he's going to give you the words to say, because I'm hearing God say, I'm saying, speaking on communication. And God says that he's clearing some things up for you. God says that you're going to move forward. And I'm hearing God say for you to begin to look into something dealing with technology in computers. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Courtney. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying the first thing I heard was your name, and then the second thing I heard was courting. The Lord is doing something in areas of relationship. I don't know if you're married, but he's working in the areas of relationships. He's bringing peace and stability and much needed rest in this season. It's a time of favor and a time of going forth, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Courtney. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, the seat of patience. But Father God said this is the season where you're going to be coming into a new self-development. And I hear Father God say new creativity and new expression. Let it flow through your writing. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place in a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. The Lord says, I strengthen thee in this hour, and I touch your body. I touch every aspect of your life, and you're going to begin to see that you're going to come into a season of great success and great opportunities. For the Lord says, I protect thee in this season. Now the Holy Ghost will say unto thee that guard your mind, guard your thoughts, and guard your ideas in this season. For you will begin to see that the Lord says, patience and diplomacy shall be the thing that shall cause you to prosper. For the Lord said, this is an hour where you're going to come into a season where you're going to find yourself coming into a time of a lot of different projects. Your mind, God, is touching mental projects and things of that nature is going to be blessed. It's a time where your organization and your managerial skills are going to be in great demand, and you will see that God will cause you to rise to the top. For this miracle seed of $44.44 shall bring you into a season of power, shall bring you into a season of glory, and you're going to come into a time of even greater healing. For the Lord says, I open up new doors unto thee, woman of God, for you will have a gift in communication. You will have a gift as you begin to touch other people. For I will open up doors of expression. I see speaking. I see teaching. I see God is putting much inside of you, and he's going to cause you to prosper, yea, even in this season. For the Spirit says, I have some surprises for you, and I am going to bless the works of your hands, and you will see new opportunities. Now the Lord says, guard your mind in this season, and don't worry so much. Guard your mind in this hour, and trust me, remove worry, remove doubt, remove the fear, and I will show you what I would do for thee, moving greater faith. And that is the word of the Lord. Sister Courtney.